Good morning, 735. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. It's the nation's largest online education company, but K-12 Incorporated was having a tough time finding teachers who could meet Florida's certification requirements for teachers. And it was submitting shoddy paperwork to local school districts. Those are some of the findings of the Florida Center for Investigative Reporting and State Impact Florida, based in part on phone conversations they uncovered of managers at K-12 recorded back in 2009. A draft state investigation found the company used teachers who were not subject certified in Seminole County. John O'Connor with State Impact Florida has more on that investigation and what managers at K-12 are now saying.
Florida law requires teachers are certified in their subject area and by the state. So when a K-12 teacher saw her name listed on company documents as teaching Florida classes she had not taught, she asked her managers about it. During a November 2009 conference call, the managers called it a mistake they were fixing. The recording was provided by a source, and none of the participants were in states which require permission to record a phone call. Here's Allison Cleveland, K-12's Vice President of School Management and Services.
Well, I think the important part about Florida is this. You are not actually teaching in Florida. You have not had any contact with students in Florida. I mean, your name being on that list was nothing but a mistake. And it took us a couple days to get to the bottom of that, you know, and I feel like we've been able to resolve it.
When Seminole County school officials learned about the error, they asked the company about it. Their big question? Was K-12 having a Florida-certified teacher sign off on the online instruction of a colleague who isn't properly certified? That's known as using a teacher of record, but it's against Florida law. Eventually, the district asked the state to investigate. In a draft report released nearly 4 years after the first questions, a state review showed no evidence K-12 was using teachers who were not certified in Florida. But investigators did find three cases where the company used instructors who were not certified for the subject they were teaching. K-12 is challenging those conclusions. The company is the largest online educator and operates in 43 Florida school districts. In a conference call with investors last fall, CEO Ron Packard called the allegations
rumor-mongering and absurd extrapolations.
Company spokesman Jeff Kwiatkowski says the recording shows the company complies with state law. But the 2009 recording reveals K-12 was finding it difficult to hire teachers who could meet every Florida requirement. Teachers must submit fingerprints and have a background check. And then K-12 managers learned a school district must hire a teacher before he or she can receive a certificate. This is Julie Frein, then the senior director of the K-12 Educator Group.
So for many of our teachers, we're not able to go that next step. They have everything they've submitted, they're eligible for it, but we can't go the next step to get them certified.
The company had to scramble to hire replacement teachers with classes already in progress. K-12 teachers were swapping water cooler talk, hearing their certifications were used for classes they weren't instructing. Company managers say on tape they are ending that practice. Here's Frein again.
We will make sure that they are all taking over the courses so that they are appropriately certified. But Seminole School is aware of everything that's going on and completely supporting us in this transition because we have been working really hard to make sure we are doing due diligence.
Seminole County schools say there were no additional problems until 2012. That's when emails reveal a K-12 teacher objected in 2011 to signing a class roster with students she had not taught. At that point, the school district asked for a state investigation. John O'Connor, WUSF 89.7 News.
That story was co-reported by Trevor Aronson of the Florida Center for Investigative Reporting. You can see K-12's internal company documents along with more on that K-12 investigation on our State Impact Florida website. The link is at WUSFnews.org.